You know, I know that many of you brethren out there have a hope of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You want to come into submission and right relationship to the Word of God so that you can be in the bride of Christ. And we've seen from the Scriptures the great promises for that. And I pray you all make it. In Jesus' name. I received a dream from Garrett Crawford a few days ago. And it was relatively short, but the Lord gave me understanding concerning it. And in that dream, a Jezebel spirit was covertly putting to death UBM brethren. Now, I know that's not just happening in UBM. It's happening around the world. And I suppose that many people don't know the real danger in a Jezebel spirit and what its tactics are. And I'd like to just share a little few things with you about that. You know, we have to be in right relationship with one another in order to be in right relationship with the Lord. The Lord gives us commands. We don't have a choice in what we are to do. We have commands in the Scriptures. There's a numeric pattern going through the Scriptures. We know it's from God. We know that when men depart from it, or add to, or take away from it, they fall under the curse. And it's for their own good that they let the Word of God put to death the old man. The Word of God is the washing of the water with the Word. It's our real fulfillment of baptism. It's to put to death the life of the old man and bring us all into complete unity with the Lord. The Bible says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Now, the Spirit of God wrote this word. Therefore, we have to come into submission to this word in order to be in right relationship with the Lord and to be sons of God. If you don't want to obey this word, you can't be a son of God. You can be a servant, but you can't manifest sonship. So, just remember that when we read these words. This is God speaking. It's not me. I'm just a, you know, a messenger boy. Right? This is God speaking. We got proof of that. Scientific proof of that, if you will. You know? This is God speaking. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11 and 1, "Be imitators of me, even as also I am of Christ." Now I praise you that you remember me in all things and hold fast the traditions, even as I delivered them unto you. Notice, he just delivered them. He was just a delivery boy. Like me, just a delivery boy. It was God who wrote these things. You want to know why you're going through a lot of the troubles you are? Well, in every case, I can guarantee you it's wrong relationship to the Scriptures, right? And God loves us, so he's going to fix that. Praise God. Verse 3 says, "But I would have you to know, brother," this is important, obviously, "that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Now, give some thought to this. The Lord is not going to change his mind. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Some people say, oh, the more modern Christ is the one I believe in, and not that guy Paul, you know. Well, I got to tell you, the spirit of Jezebel hates Paul. But that wouldn't let Jezebel off the hook, because Peter said the same thing. John said the same thing. Elijah said the same thing. Isaiah said the same thing. So, I mean, yeah, you can get rid of Paul, but then you're going to have to get rid of the rest of the book, too. So, Jezebel is the one that is not in right relationship with man or God, and is not under God. Is under the devil. "I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ." No one should come in between that headship of man and Christ. Christ is the head of the man because man is a part of the body of Christ. And Christ is the head. He's the male figure. We are should be, the bride of Christ, in that we are those who receive His seed, His life, and He is the head. Okay, if you reverse that relationship, and, for instance, you have a man who usurps authority over Christ or over the body of Christ when he hasn't been given that authority, that can be a Jezebel spirit. See, because men can have a Jezebel spirit too. When someone takes authority that's not given to them by the Lord, they didn't come through the door, Jesus said. They came up some other way. Right? This is a Jezebel spirit. Okay? So, in a spiritual kind of way, everybody in the body of Christ is subject to Christ. And he's the head. And the head of the woman is the man. Okay? This is just as true. The head of the woman is the man. God's not going to change his mind. He created it this way. He tells you in the book why he created it this way. It's not our choice. It's not a competitive thing, you know. When a woman doesn't want to be submitted to the man, there's self-will there. There's rebellion there. There's quite often Jezebel there. This is a destroyer of families. Sisters, well, men, if you step outside the submission that you have to Christ being the body of Christ, just as the woman is the body of the man, if you step outside of that, you're following the Jezebel spirit. You're not following the Spirit of God. And you'll never be a son of God if you follow Jezebel spirit. Jezebel spirits want to mess up the family. The spiritual family of the people of God, the church, and also the physical family. And they do that in order to destroy the family and to bring people out from under subjection to the head, who is Christ. Wife, if you're not submitted to your husband, you're not submitted to Christ. Christ does not accept you taking authority over your husband. You are under your husband. If you seek to do that, you are not following him. You will not manifest your sonship. That's rebellion. It's witchcraft. Okay? As the Bible says. So, no matter what you are, if you want to be a Christian, if you don't, please get out of the church. If you want to submit to Christ, fine, that's good. You'll grow into His image and He will bless you. But if you don't, you need to get out of the church for your own good. Because you're going to be destroyed. I tell you that the Lord is coming to do this. He is going to destroy the Jezebel spirit. First of all, anybody who lets a Jezebel spirit into their house, man or woman, is inviting destruction to their family. And many families are destroyed. Children are raised up under that spirit, and they destroy their own families. A husband that is willingly taking part in a woman who is taking headship is an Ahab. He's going to meet with the same end as Ahab did. Okay? Garrett's revelation that was given to him that Jezebel's spirit was covertly killing the people of God in UBM is very true. I've seen it happen. And I know that when a person cannot give up this dominion that they're not supposed to have, be it man or woman, because that's what we're talking about here, right? When they can't give it up, it's a demon spirit. If they love it more than they love being a disciple of Christ, then they're in idolatry. And anyway, let's go on. I'm going to look at Ephesians 5. How much does God want the woman to submit to the husband? And again, the husband to Christ, because he is the body of our head, who is Jesus Christ. So remember, you got both of those relationships here. Men and women can have a Jezebel spirit. Now, it's not your job, wife, to make sure the husband obeys Christ. It's your job to back up and pray for him and believe for him and not distract him from having all of his attention on Jesus Christ, all that he has. He don't have to be perfect. It's still, this relationship is still true. He don't have to be perfect. For you can't overthrow him because he isn't doing what you want him to do, okay? Instead, you go to the Lord for him, right? And Ephesians 5 and 22 says, "Wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands, as unto the Lord." Notice the relationship there. As unto the Lord. You don't want to obey the Lord? Then you're not going to obey your husband. If you obey your husband, that's the best way for you to obey the Lord. Because, let me tell you, I kind of did a survey of the commands given to women in the New Testament. And overwhelmingly, those commands have to do with her obeying her husband. Okay, and the husband now, a little survey of that will let you know that his most important thing is to lead his family under the Lord, to submit to the Lord, not get out ahead of the Lord, not rebel against the Lord and go his own way, right? The scriptures are to guide us in this, okay? So, wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. Just as if you don't obey the Lord, you're not going to obey your husband because you have to submit to your husband. The Lord commands you to do that. Obey your husband. Okay? For the husband is the head of the wife. In the same way as Christ also is head of the church. Wow, you wouldn't say that Christ is not head of the church. But if you rebel against your husband, you're doing the same thing. The husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church. Same parallel, okay? Being himself the Savior of the body. Yes, a husband who is following the Lord is the Savior of his body, which is his wife, just as Christ, whose head is God, is obeying in order to save his body, which is the church. And verse 24, but as the church is subject to Christ, and you would say, well, the church is supposed to be subject to Christ in everything, right? Well, of course you would. So let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. In everything. In everything. Okay? I mean, I'm not making this up. It's right out of the book. It's in your book, too. I don't care what translation you got. It says pretty much the same thing. So, if you really want to lose your life and gain your life, because there's a condition there, you have to lose whatever is contrary to this word. We're sanctified through the word of God. That is obedience to the word of God. Now, here it is. If you don't want to be sanctified and you don't want to grow in God and you don't want to manifest your sonship, just disobey this. That's all you got to do. Just disobey it. And by the way, your self-will is so terrible because you're destroying your family too. You say, oh, I know better. Yeah, well, many people do know better, but these are not people that believe the Word of God. See, there are people that think they know better. There are people out there, there are women out there ruling over churches, which is just as much a rebellion as this is. The Jezebel spirit has taken over the church in America because it's so worldly, so corrupt. And boy, they give you the dumbest excuses for why they're doing it. But I can tell you what it is. It's witchcraft, because it's rebellion, and it's idolatry. What is the idol of Jezebel? Self-will. Some people inherit that self-will from mom. Some people just grow into it because they are self-willed. And that, you know, a spirit can take you over. That's one right there. It'll take you to hell. If you're obeying Jezebel, you are not obeying the Lord. You are not under the Lord. Don't call yourself a Christian until you repent. Okay? Hard words? Well, I just know what I've experienced. There's nobody that's made... you remember Jezebel, right? She cut off the prophets of the Lord, didn't she? Yeah, she hates the Word of God. Jezebel spirits hate the Word of God. They'll do their best to weasel their way out of it, twist it, pervert it any way they can so they can rule. It's most important to them to rule, right? But this is a destroyer of home bodies and the corporate body, the church, a destroyer. You must get rid of it. You must pray. Husbands, don't submit to that thing for a minute. Love your wives, just as Ephesians tells you right here. But you don't love them more than you love the Lord. And that's a perversion, you see. Don't submit to that. Don't give in to that. Don't let the devil rule your house. Listen, if Christ is not ruling your house, the devil is ruling your house. Jezebel is from the devil. She has brought more corruption to the church, more rebellion against the Word of God, more destruction of the doctrines of the church, and she's in a position she has no business being in. 1 Peter 3, and I'll just start in verse 1. It says, "In like manner, you wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that even if any obey not the words," I see some people use the excuse, "Well, my husband don't obey this," or "he don't obey that." No, not an excuse. You see it right here, black and white, not an excuse. Obey your husband. "In like manner, you wives, put in subjection, be in subjection to your own husbands, that even if any obey not the word, that they may be without the word, be gained by the behavior of their wives." Now, I'm just reading it right out here. You might have some arguments with what I'm saying. You may have some reasonings, but what if, what if, what if, what if? You just read what the Word says and just do what it says. Don't worry about it. One day you'll figure all those what ifs out. But just obey what you know to the very best of your ability, right? "Wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, even if any obey not the Word, they may be without the Word, gained by the behavior of their wives." So, beholding your chaste behavior coupled with fear. "Whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of braiding of the hair or the wearing of jewels or of putting on apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart in the incorruptible apparel of a meek and a quiet spirit." Now, this is what God says wives, Christian wives, should put on: a meek and quiet spirit. Incorruptible apparel of a meek and quiet spirit. It is so beautiful in a woman, especially in America. For goodness sake, what a sick country, and a bunch of sick Christians here too. All because they don't believe the Word of God. And a bunch of foolish leadership that's taken positions over Christ and over the body, who have a Jezebel spirit too. "Meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." This is what he calls beautiful. This is what his bride is going to look like. A meek and quiet spirit. There it is, right there. "For after this manner aforetime, the holy women also, who hoped in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection to their own husbands." Well, they adorned themselves with subjection to their own husbands. "Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose children we now are if we do well and are not put in fear by any terror." Well, okay, Abraham and Sarah, good example. You know, she called him Lord. And I might add, a lot of people call Jesus Lord. He said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say?" Okay, that's very clear. "And you husbands, in like manner, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the woman as unto the weaker vessel." It's not that you're ruling over her, obnoxiously, demanding your authority, etc., etc. It's through love. It's through love and peace, right? And it goes on to say, though, so that your prayers are not hindered, right? And 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11. I think I'll back up to verse 10 here. "But which becometh women professing godliness through good works." So if you profess godliness and you're into good works, then obey verse 11. "Let a woman learn in quietness and with all subjection. But I permit not a woman to teach, nor to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. Okay, so obviously, some women, they like to be teachers, they like to be exhorters, they like to be these things. There's only one thing a woman can do in the church when she speaks that's legal. And that is, you know, the Bible says you can pray. The Bible says you can prophesy. These are things that you do in the Lord, right? So praying and prophesying, doing things in the Lord, not doing things in your flesh. He's restraining the flesh here, you see. He wants to hear more from the men, from the husbands, from the leaders in the assembly. That's what he wants to do. And, of course, a lot of husbands are very quiet, and their wives get up and you know, and make a lot of pronunciations and things. And that's not necessary, you know. Nor to have dominion over the man, but to be in quietness. So, he said, I permit not. Who said this? The Lord God spoke this through his apostle Paul. And we have that proof of that because there's a numeric pattern in this that no man could have put in here. Let a woman learn in quietness with all subjection, but I permit not a woman to teach or to have dominion over a man. That's not just in the church, folks. That's everywhere. Not to have dominion over a man, but to be in quietness. For Adam, and here's a reason that's still the reason today. Some people say, oh, it's different today. No, it's not. If this next verse is wrong today, then I'm wrong. But it's still true today. It says, for Adam was first formed and then Eve. Is that still true? Uh-huh. Okay. And Adam was not beguiled, but the woman being beguiled hath fallen into transgression. Is that still true? Yes, of course. And obviously, what the Lord is saying is, this can happen again. Okay? But she shall be saved through her childbearing if they continue in faith and love and sanctification with sobriety. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay? I'll tell you what, let's look at 1 Corinthians 14. And I'm going to read 32 on down. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. As in all the churches of the saints, notice, all the churches of the saints. This is not somebody that's departing from the word here, some women say about the Apostle Paul. It was a custom of all the churches of the saints, and it was a custom in the Old Testament too. Okay. Now, we're in the New Testament, so we know we have to obey it, but it was also in the Old Testament. As in all the churches of the saints, let the women keep silence in the churches, for it's not permitted unto them to speak. Now, I believe that a woman can share testimony if she's invited to by the leadership, by her husband. She can't get into teaching or taking authority. Okay. For it is not permitted unto them to speak. Now, outside the bounds of leadership, right? But let them be in subjection, as also saith the law. Notice this. As also saith the law. See, some people are saying, oh, Paul, he's just trying to drag it back under the law. No, this is true in the Old Testament and the New Testament. As also saith the law. As in all the churches of the saints, it says. All the churches of the saints. Now, what kind of a feeble mind could come and argue with this? But they do. They'll come up because they have such a lust to rule and to take position in that spirit of Jezebel. They will twist and pervert this word. They will pervert God's word. Don't you sit under them for a minute when they do such things. And if they would learn anything, let them ask their own husbands at home. For it's shameful for a woman to speak in the church. See, God is protecting that line of authority in the household, in the family. They got a question? Ask their husband. Make your husband dig a little deeper, you know. Ask him. It's good. It's good for him to look, search it out and to find out, you know. And so this is what the Lord's command is. It's good. It's a very good command. He's protecting that... The headship of the the family, and you know, he doesn't want the church to rule over the headship in the family. He's got the husband for that, right? What? Was it from you that the word of God went forth? Or came it unto you alone? See, so you're talking about somebody wanting to argue with this, right? They will do it. But he has a good answer here. Are you the one that the word of God came to? And are you the only one? He says, if any man thinketh himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him take knowledge of the things which I write unto you, that they are the commandment of the Lord. Okay, so this is not just Paul's traditions up here. He's saying they are the commandment of the Lord. If you rebel against what Paul is saying here, you're rebelling against the Lord. But if any man is ignorant, let him be ignorant. In other words, he's going to bear his own curse. You see? Oh, boy. So, we need to humbly submit to the Word of God and not rebel against the Lord. They did it in the Old Testament. And once in a while, and the Lord rebuked them for it. You know, a good example, I guess, is Isaiah chapter 3. In verse 11 and verse 12, he says, "Woe unto the wicked! It shall be ill with him, for what his hands have done shall be done unto him. And as for my people, children are their oppressors." In other words, people that are immature are ruling over the church. That's crazy, but that's what we've got here. You know, whenever denominations can turn out preachers by sending them to school for a couple of years and make them over the church, that's totally ridiculous. The Bible says, "To him that overcometh will I give authority." To him that overcometh. That means a person needs to overcome sin. There are people out there counseling others, and they haven't overcome their sin. Don't sit under somebody that's in immorality. Don't let them counsel you. Their spirits are going into you. Their rebellion is going into you. Don't sit under them. "As for my people, children are their oppressors. Women rule over them." He's rebuking them for this. Women rule over them. "My people, they that lead thee cause thee to err, and destroy the way of thy paths." And destroy the way of thy paths. Well, I would say that the church ignores a lot of the Word of God in the New Testament because of women preachers out there that have totally perverted. This is perversion. This is nothing less than perversion. Jesus didn't raise up women as teachers and preachers. He did not do that. He raised up only men. And he wanted it to be that way because the man is the head of the woman. He demands that he doesn't depart from the word there. He's demanding that you don't depart from the word there, right? So we need to submit. Now, I know people have tweaked the word in many ways as possible, but so far I haven't seen anything that we can depart from these words. If you think God's schizophrenic and that there's some word that's against these words that are written black and white, well, then you need to go back and examine that. Or do you just really want to listen to only what you want to hear? Now, a spirit of Jezebel is like that. They really don't want to hear it. I've had Jezebels, you know, rise up in our ministry, you know, and seeking to take authority, seeking to demand that I don't preach against Jezebels. We had a woman do that. You know, got angry because I preached just straight out of the Word, like I'm doing now, just reading exactly what the Word says. And they were offended. Come to find out, this woman was like the little preacher in her little family group there. But I only said what the Word of God said. I said, "Now, can you show me where I'm wrong? Let me see the verse that's wrong here." No answer. Just didn't even want to talk about it. I says, "Okay, show me something contrary to what I'm preaching. Show me where I'm wrong." No, don't want to talk about that either. See, they could not defend it. But it didn't make any difference. They were so self-willed, they were going to do what they wanted to do. So we parted company, and I'm glad. And it worked out really for our good, praise God. And this has happened a few times. People have risen up and demanded this and demanded that, you know, and taken authority where they don't have any. Jezebel spirit. In men or women, again, I say, men do the same thing when they take authority that's not theirs. They're taking authority over Christ. They're not coming through the door who is Christ. And they're seeking to have authority over the sheep, you know. Well, these are demons trying to take over the church. You know, there's three different groups that have really tried hard to take over UBM. It's been the false revival folks. They got angry. It's been the Jezebels that got angry. It's been the factious people who got angry, trying to take authority where they didn't have any. Okay? And that rebellion, of course, has been rewarded by the Lord. I could tell you some things, but I don't think I will. But it's been rewarded. And you ain't seen nothing yet. Let me say it that way. There's a Jehu coming down the road, folks. I'm telling you, God is fixing to judge those movements, those rebellious movements that are against the Lord. And all these tried to take over our ministry and tried to compel us to change our mind about things that were totally scriptural. And when you ask for verses, oh, we don't have any verses. You know, oh no, we can't defend it. If they got up in front of somebody and had to try to defend their position, they looked like fools, and they did so. They looked like fools. People with honest commitments to Scripture say, "What? What? What? You believe what? You're going to do what?" You know, it's just that goofy. Okay. Well, look at Revelation chapter 2. The New Testament speaks about Jezebel. I guess I'll start in verse 20. And he was talking to the church in Thyatira. He said, "But I have this against thee, that thou sufferest the woman Jezebel." In other words, you permit this to go on. Hey, don't be a sick church. Don't permit this to go on. We have one of the guys that was actually the head of the faction movement tried to install his wife as an assistant pastor, and some of the brethren rose up and said, "Oh, no, you don't. You can't do that. That's contrary to the word," and you back down. Yeah. Well, I have this against thee, that thou sufferest the woman Jezebel. These brethren didn't suffer the woman Jezebel. Praise God. And, of course, they didn't like that, but there ain't much they can do about it. "They suffers the woman Jezebel, who calleth herself a prophetess." Now let me point something out to you. There is no prophetess that has an office in the church. You understand what I'm saying? The offices, the fivefold ministry, there is one office called prophet. There is no office called prophetess. Because a prophet is a man in every case. There are women out there that call themselves prophet. No, they're a prophetess. That's not an office in the church. Can't find it in there anywhere. I mean, women can prophesy, and they do an awful good job. They have really good discernment, and God gives them wonderful gifts. Oh, praise God, you know. But you know what? A prophetess is someone who doesn't speak for themselves. It's God using that vessel to speak through them. And, of course, all that should be held in the light of the Word. Everything that you receive should be in the light of the Word. Any woman who's trying to take a position of authority over men, to teach her to take authority over men through this prophetess office, that is a Jezebel spirit in every case. In every case. Because Jezebel wants to take over the church. Okay. And the prophets that stood up to her in the past, you know, they either died as martyrs or they were successful. "Who calleth herself a prophetess." She calls herself a prophetess. In other words, is she right? No, not necessarily. She's just a domineering woman. Well, I mean, what is the problem here? You know, the domineering spirit, the self-will, the rebellion, the Jezebel spirit. See, these want to take over the church because the devil wants to rule the church. He wants to exalt his throne above the stars of God. That's what he said, right? He's still trying to do it. And the prophets stood up to these Jezebels. And whether it be man or woman, they stood up to these Jezebels. And some of them lost their lives defending the church. And she teacheth and seduceth my servants to commit fornication. You know why? It's fornication for a woman to sow the seed. The man has to sow the seed. She's supposed to receive the seed. She is in subjection, right? The man is the one sowing the seed. Jesus agreed with this, and that's what he did. He ordained these men to go forth and do this, you see. Commit fornication. And also, a woman who has a spirit of Jezebel, or a man that has a spirit of Jezebel, what they're trying to give you is fornication because they're giving you a seed that's not from your husband. It's not from Jesus Christ. Just like the Jezebel in the Bible in Revelation 17, the harlot, okay, ruling over the beast, right? Ruling, attempting to rule over the saints, okay? And to eat things sacrificed to idols. Well, you know, except you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life in you. We know that these are manifestations of the Word of God. And see, some people pervert the Word because they got idols. You know, they'll preach something to manipulate people. Wives, don't manipulate your husbands. They've got to hear from God. If you're going to be blessed, they got to be blessed to hear from God. And if you're going to take authority because of an idol, a self-will, if you're going to take authority, you're not going to hear from God. It'll be you. Now, I've known some women. I mean, one of the first churches I was in, there was a woman that everybody enjoyed her teaching. She was just in rebellion against God. You know, and you never know when there's something in there. Remember the story about the beguiling, right? Okay, so there's something about a woman that enables her to be beguiled, you know. So we just don't need to put ourselves in a false position, an evil position. And that's what Jezebel was doing. And you know what? The Thyatira church was permitting it. And he said, I have this against you. You suffer the woman Jezebel. I have this against you. And you know what? Just like Garrett's revelation, this Jezebel spirit is covertly killing people, killing families, destroying the leadership of the Lord Jesus over that family, and the second in command, the man. This Jezebel spirit is destroying families and raising up the poor children to not be able to have a decent relationship with men or women because of this evil spirit, and raised up with self-will in their hearts, and no peace in their hearts. And verse 21, and I gave her time that she should repent, and she willeth not to repent of her fornication. She willeth not. Self-will. He gave her time to repent. You know what? We're in a time right now where God has given time for her to repent. You know what? Jehu is coming. Yeah. There's going to be a slaughter to the Jezebels. I'm telling you. I'm talking about the Jezebel spirits. He said, behold, I cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. Well, they're not going to escape the tribulation. Listen, if you're permitting a Jezebel, if you got a Jezebel in your house, they're going into the tribulation. They're not going to escape the tribulation. Now, everybody's going into the tribulation, but some are not going to escape in it. The judgment's upon them. Except they repent of her works. And I will kill her children with death. So you're sacrificing your children, you who have invited this evil spirit into your house, You're sacrificing your children. And, of course, this is spiritual, too, because there are people who are spiritual children of a Jezebel spirit. They're not children of the Lord. And they're following a demon. In other words, they're following the devil. Even while they're in churches calling upon the name of the Lord, they're following a devil, not the Lord. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he that searcheth the reins and hearts. And I will give unto each one of you according to your works. Whoa, you don't want that now. God's saying he's going to judge this. But to you I say, the rest that are in Thyatira, as many of you as have not this teaching, that is this teaching of Jezebel, who know not the deep things of Satan. Wow, he's calling them the deep things of Satan, right? And it's not of the Lord. You better depart from it. If you're in a church that's ruled by women, get out of it. Get out of it. If you're in a family that's ruled by women, if you're the husband, don't be an Ahab. Ahab lost his life. He was devoured by the beast too, right? As they are wont to say, I cast upon you none other burden. Nevertheless, that which you have, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh, in this case Jezebel too, he that overcometh, and he that keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give authority over the nations. This is the only one he is going to give authority now to. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of potters are broken to shivers. Well, you know, Jezebel in the Old Testament, everybody knows. People are wondering, what's a Jezebel spirit? Well, you just read about Jezebel in the Old Testament. It's very plain, you know. She tried to kill the prophets of God and install false prophets of a false Jesus. That's Baal. And Baal is a false Jesus. And if Jezebel is hearing the voice of God and ruling over the church, she's hearing Baal. She ain't hearing Jesus. And anybody that stands up and say, wait a minute, the word says this, well, they're out of there. They kill the servants of the Lord, the word of the Lord, the true prophets of God. They're out of there. And, of course, Elijah, you know, stood up to Jezebel, except for one time when he ran for his life. He stood up to Jezebel and stood up to the false prophets. And, you know, Jezebel, the Bible says in, for instance, 1 Kings chapter 21, Jezebel was the one who led Ahab astray, making it possible for him to steal Naboth's vineyard, Naboth the Jezreelite, which means fruits that God will sow, Naboth the Jezreelite. And Naboth refused to give the inheritance of his fathers unto this beast, right? And we know what the inheritance that's been passed on down to us from the fathers. It's the Word of God. It's that land, this soul here. You know, this land that God has given unto us. You don't give that land to the beast. You give that land to the Lord Jesus Christ, right? Jezebel had the fruits that God sowed killed for the beasts to take possession of the vineyard. You got that? If Jezebel is ruling, the beast is taking possession of the vineyard. That's the devil taking over the church, no less. The devil taking over the church. And you see it in the church of America, it is common, and in some other countries too. And of course, she framed Naboth for Ahab, and he was very happily taking possession of that which was not his when Elijah rebuked him. And in verse 23, and of Jezebel's also spake the Lord, saying, the dogs shall eat Jezebel by the rampart of Jezreel. Well, the dogs represent the beast, right? And you know in the book of Revelation, that's exactly Revelation 17, God put it in the heart of the beast, the kings, to devour Jezebel, burn her with fire, right? It's going to happen in the tribulation period. You cannot get away with usurping authority over God's church. You cannot do it. If you don't believe the Bible, admit it. Don't pervert it. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the birds of the heavens eat. Yep, all of his sons were killed, destroyed, and because of his rebellion. Her children were destroyed in this tribulation. But there was none like unto Ahab, who did sell himself to do that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols, according to all that the Amorite did. So he followed idols, just like Jezebel. Jezebel had an idol. She wanted to rule the kingdom. She wanted to destroy the servants of God, who wanted their inheritance only to be for the Lord. Right? And I'm going to read chapter 9. God raised up Jehu. He was a type of the man-child. And the Lord raised him up to destroy this evil relationship and this evil leadership over his people. In verse 3 he said, "Then take the vial of oil and pour it on his head." He was talking about on Jehu when he was anointed. Well, I'm going to go back a verse. It says, And when thou comest thither, look out there, Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi, and go in and make him arise up from among his brethren. That's exactly what the Bible says the man-child is going to do. Not that the man-child is going to do it, but the Lord is going to do it. And so he anointed him to do this. And carry him to an inner chamber. Then take the vial of oil and pour it upon his head and say, "Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel." Well, wait a minute. They already had two kings, Jezebel and Ahab. Perverts. "I have anointed thee king over Israel. Then open the door and flee and tarry not." That's a dangerous thing to say. I mean, prophets of God were losing their head for this kind of stuff, you know. So the young man, even the young man, the prophet, went to Ramoth-Gilead. And when he came, behold, the captain of the host were sitting. And he said, "I have an errand unto thee, O captain." And Jehu said, "Unto which of us all?" And he said, "Unto thee, O captain." And he rose and went into the house. And he poured the oil on his head and said unto him, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel." Oh, boy. Now, this guy was going to take out Ahab and Jezebel. I received this verse in March 2010 on the third day. I received it again on 6-17-10. I received it again on 7-10-11-2011. And this exact phrase right here, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I have anointed thee king over the people of the Lord, even over Israel." What did this guy do, this Jehu? "And thou shalt smite the house of Ahab, thy master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish." There you go, folks. You're going to submit to Jezebel, Ahab? You're going to perish. Jezebel, you're going to rule over Ahab? You're going to perish. Your children are going to perish because you're going to raise them up to perish. You're going to raise them up to walk in your steps. You're sowing a seed in them every day. And he went on to say, "I will cut off from Ahab every man-child." Oh, no man-child among Ahab's seed. "And him that is shut up, and him that is left at large in Israel." Whew, wow. The Lord was bringing a mighty judgment against them. And we know from further on down in the chapter that that Jehu did execute Ahab, and he executed Jezebel, right? And that's what's going to happen in the end times too, because Jehu is a type of the man-child. And the Lord Jesus is coming to do just this. Wow. If you got this, if you have this problem in your household, it's like any other problem. If you'll humbly submit to the Lord, He loves you. He wants to deliver you. Some of you don't know what's wrong with this. Some of you have just been raised in families where you thought this was normal. No, it's perversion. Okay? The Lord says so. He loves you. If you'll repent and put your faith in Him, He will change your heart. He will give you a desire to be in right relationship with your husband, with your children, with the Lord Jesus, with the Word of God. Men, same thing. If you're running out there taking authority over God's people because they're dumb enough to listen, sheep are dumb critters. They'll listen to somebody. Somebody that sticks their head up and just starts talking, they'll listen. If you're doing that and you weren't ordained, like the Bible says, through an apostle by the Lord to do this, and if you're not overcoming sin, if you're still living in your sins and you're taking authority over someone else, you're just imparting your sins to them. That's all you're doing. See, you're going to be judged for that. You better repent. You're going to be judged. And judgment is coming quickly. I have it from the Lord. It's coming quickly. Because a Jehu is about to ride forth, folks. And what the Lord Jesus speaks in the body of His man-child is going to come to pass. He is coming to pronounce judgment. That white horse rider is coming to pronounce judgment over the perverts that are ruling over His people, in their families and in the assemblies. He's going to judge. Now, you won't necessarily hear Him come up and whisper in your ear, but judgment will fall upon you for this. So, if you're having this problem, it's just like any other problem, any other perversion, any fornication or anything like that. You repent, turn to the Lord and repent and believe His word and accept His deliverance if necessary. Get some other brethren to pray over you and get this out of you. This is perversion. Get it out of you. That it will destroy you. It will destroy your family. It probably did destroy your family. Just heard a testimony from a sister this morning, matter of fact, talking about a man who shot himself because he could no longer take Jezebel tormenting him in his family. And, there's a lot of that going on out there. There's a lot of men that are oppressed all their life. They don't marry a Jezebel, for God's sakes. You men out there, you boys out there, don't marry a Jezebel. They will destroy your life. You will never have any peace unless you give in to them. And when you give in to them, you're following the devil. You're not following the Lord. So, don't marry them, and if you have, don't give in to them. Yes, it can hurt, and yes, they might aggravate you. The Bible says they're going to try to wear out the saints of the Most High. The devil's going to try to wear you out, but you're going to have to lean on Him, and don't let the devil rule over you. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, please pour forth of Your grace on the families out there, the brethren that are listening today. Lord, pour out Your grace, Lord. You love them. Lord, I love them, Lord. I ask You to help them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pour out Your grace, Father, and grant deliverance. Lord, there are so many out there that want to be in the bride. They want to be close to You, but they can't be if they're submitting to Jezebel or if they are a Jezebel. They can't be. So, Lord, I'm asking You, Father, to save Your people, O Lord. Pour forth of Your grace upon Your people, O Lord. Grant grace for them to repent and to turn to You in every way possible, Lord, in this and other things that we've spoken about. And, Father, save our brethren who have been taken captive to the faction movement and the the false revival movement and all the other dumb movements that are out there that are totally contrary to your word, Lord. Please, Lord, have grace. Have mercy. Send a revival, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Father. We trust you to do this for us, Lord. We thank you for it. And Lord, send your Jezebel to save your church out of the hand, send your Jehu to save your church out of the hands of Jezebel, Lord. Oh, have mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. All right, brethren, Brother Paul's going to come and share a word with you. And Father, we bless Paul. We just ask you to pour out your Spirit upon him and all the brethren out there listening, Lord, that you give them ears to hear. And please send forth your blessing upon our meeting tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.